Welcome back. This is National Geographic Weekend. I'm Boyd Mattson. Some people think of Hawaii as a paradise. We like to go there on vacation because it fills a lot of myths for us about what tropical island life is like. But there is some trouble in paradise. It's not perfect. And one reason it's not perfect is because so many of us keep going there and bringing things with us that don't belong. David Burney is here now. He's the director of conservation at the National Tropical Botanical Garden in Hawaii, on the island of Kauai. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So it was at one time a paradise as we envision, but we kind of screwed it up, huh?
Well, that's right. You know, things have a way of taking root in Hawaii quite literally and very quickly and often unexpectedly. The idea of Hawaii as a paradise is something that those of us who live there like to foster, because tourism is our main industry there. But on the other hand, as I like to say, for the native creatures, Hawaii has become a kind of living hell.
There's a high rate of extinction of creatures in Hawaii, bird species, other creatures, because of some of the things that were brought in. These guys, isn't there a bird that's like a ground bird? Maybe is that the native bird, the nene?
Yeah, the native goose.
Yeah, it couldn't get away from some of the creatures that came in, so they were eating it.
Well, it's fitting that our state bird is an endangered species, as is our state flower and our state mammal, which is the monk seal, and so forth and so on.
So if you're endangered, Hawaii is the place for you.
Well, Hawaii is the extinction capital of the United States. Put it this way, the endangered species list is kind of the official record of the things we're most concerned about. Hawaii is 0.2% of the land area of the United States. 0.2%. It has close to half of all the endangered plants on the endangered species list.
And reason some of the plants are going extinct is other plants were brought in and just kind of take over. It's the same thing you would have with an animal. If a big predator came in, you had a defenseless bird that they could eat. And the same thing happens with plants?
That's right. Introduced animals, of course, are a great threat to plants as well. Things like pigs and deer and goats. I call them the toothless islands. You know, the most remote islands on Earth, not just the Hawaiian Islands, but, for instance, the Mascarenes, Mauritius being the most familiar, you know, the island of the extinct dodo in the Indian Ocean. These are islands that didn't have mammals, except for bats. And as a result, the plants evolved there without the kinds of defenses that plants have on larger land masses that have mammals.
And that would be what? Nettles, thorns, bad taste,
toxic toxins. Substances that are poisonous to mammals, growing quickly out of reach, you know. So they didn't need those things.
You don't want to breed plants to suddenly have toxins that didn't have toxins. So what kind of defense? Is there a way to protect them, or is this just inevitable? Once invasive species have been introduced, you're going to lose the native species.
Well, we're working on an answer. We're trying something new that's a bit radical and maybe a little scary for some people. On a tiny island that almost nobody's heard of called Rodrigues, there's an amazing project there called the Francois Legault Giant Tortoise and Cave Reserve. They have restored over 130,000 rare native plants, created a whole forest where there was only degraded rangeland before. And they did it with a very minimal amount of labor. They fenced the area securely. They began to plant the rare natives. And they put 1,000 giant tortoises in there.
And are the tortoises eating the weeds?
They like the weeds much better than they like the native plants.
So they're leaving the native plants alone?
Why would they do that? These tortoises have an effect on the native plants. The native plants had to deal with that or go extinct. And so what they did was they developed defenses. Now, see, I told you before, people think that native plants on islands don't have defenses. They do, but they're different types of defenses from what you see on a continent where you have animals with teeth. Instead, they have these very unpalatable leaves down low where the tortoises and the solitaires, the dodos, whatever was there, could reach them. And then above that, they have big succulent leaves that could do the job of storing water and photosynthesizing.
They provided their own defense. They raised their own defense force against the tortoises.
Right.
And the tortoises are now eating the weeds. Is it working?
This is the key. I had to see this to believe it. you can put your native plants in with invasive plants, and the tortoises will go take out the invasive plants and favor the natives, because they like to eat the fruits of the natives. They don't eat the leaves of the natives, but they eat the fruits, and it greatly increases the germination rate. And so the next thing you know, the tortoises have done the work of your gardeners. They've weeded the place. They have fertilized the plants because their dung is excellent compost, and they've germinated the seeds of the natives.
David Burney, describing a National Geographic grantee and director of conservation for the Tropical Botanical Garden, National Tropical Botanical Garden in Hawaii, describing a project he worked on with National Geographic where tortoises were the answer for saving native plants. Of course, you're really concerned about Hawaii. This is the paradise we're trying to save. There are no tortoises there.
No tortoises there, but if you look at the fossils that we found at places like Makawai Cave, you see that there were a number of species that were eating different parts of the available resources that had big tortoise-like beaks. They were two-legged tortoises with feathers, in a sense.
Those are gone completely.
They're gone completely. We're never going to see them.
We can't find any more of those.
Jurassic Park notwithstanding. We're not.
So what are you going to bring in, David? Tell me.
Well, it turns out we didn't have to bring anything in. We just started looking around, and we realized there's lots of tortoises in the Hawaiian Islands already because people buy them in pet stores, but it has very similar eating habits to these rarer and more expensive
tortoises. So you're going to use an invasive species to get rid of the invasive species.
Well, they're not invasive. It turns out tortoises are much too slow, much too edible, much too valuable. They've been in the Hawaiian Islands, sold by pet stores for a long time. People get these cute little tortoises the size of a baseball. 10 years later, they have this 100-pound monster in their yard. But when they get that big, they're kind of hard for the average suburbanite to handle. We soon discovered that people would give us their beloved pets. We adopt these tortoises, and it's amazing what they're doing in terms of weeding our native plant restorations. And part of the area has tortoises and part doesn't. On one side, you have this beautiful parkland with almost no weeds higher than 2 inches, because as soon as they stick their heads up, it gets bitten off. And the native plants are thriving in there. On the outside, the native plants do pretty well, but they're competing bitterly with the weeds all the time.
So there is a solution. More tortoises.
So far, it looks pretty good.
It's the new answer. Thanks, for giving us a positive report on what can be done to get rid of the invasive species, or at least to start in that direction, because it is a serious problem in many places, but especially in Hawaii. David Burney, thank you.
Thank you.
You may have heard of the story 1001 Arabian Nights. Maybe now we know what they were doing on 1001 Nights. Coming up with 1001 Inventions, that's the story you're going to hear next. 1001 Arabic Inventions. When we return here on National Geographic Weekend, I'm Boyd Matson.